The conclave could choose a Latin American cardinal to succeed John Paul II. One challenge facing the new pope is how to keep Catholics from converting to Protestantism. And nowhere are these conversions more numerous or visible than Central and South America. From Buenos Aires, Brian Burns reports.
Friday night at San Pablo Pentecostal Church in Buenos Aires, and Guillermo Pineda is warming up the crowd for a spirited night of music and prayer. He says that when he left the Catholic Church and joined the Pentecostal Church, a void in his life was filled. I came here and I found love. I found the truth and I found the type of restoration that you generally don't have in other churches. But above all, I found a true Christ, he says. Many other Latin Americans feel the same way. Although this is still the most Catholic region in the world, more and more Latin Americans are abandoning the Vatican's strict rules on issues like birth control and abortion and embracing evangelical Protestant religions, especially Pentecostal groups, where the emphasis is often placed on the here and now, not on the afterlife. Anthropologist Alejandro Frigerio says many poor Latin Americans are drawn to Pentecostalism's lively worship services and its promises of instant spiritual and material gratification.
Pentecostals will say, yes, Jesus can save you, Jesus can prosper you, because now we have all this health and wealth theology, which is very, very popular in Latin America.
Vatican officials are acutely aware of the large number of Protestant converts in the developing world, and observers say this is exactly why several Latin American cardinals are being mentioned as possible successors to Pope John Paul II. Earlier this month, thousands gathered at Buenos Aires Metropolitan Cathedral for a memorial mass for Pope John Paul II. The mass also morphed into an enthusiastic send-off for Buenos Aires Archbishop Jorge Bergoglio before his departure for Rome. Many consider the 68-year-old Jesuit a strong candidate for the papacy. Cardinal Bergoglio is known for his work with Argentina's poor and for his humility. He reportedly rides the bus to work every day and even cooks his own meals. Virginia Gerard Burnett is an expert on religion in Latin America.
One of the reasons that Protestant churches have been expanding a great deal in Latin America over the past 20, 30 years is that they recreate a type of community that as people migrate out of their communities of origin and maybe into the city or to a second country, or it's easier to create a sense of belonging and of kinship and of family in a Protestant church maybe than it is in the Catholic church, in part just because the Protestant churches are so visible and present. And the Catholic Church is suffering so much from the priest shortage.
The priest shortage is something that Father Julio Jimenez ponders on a daily basis in his post at the Buenos Aires Seminary.
Para nosotros, las sectas...
For us, these sects and these new churches are a challenge. It's not something that scares us, but it's a real challenge to increase our membership because the other sects get closer to the people and are able to establish a presence in places we just can't reach, he says. One sign of hope for the Catholic Church here is the movement known as Charismatic Catholicism, which employs many of the same high-energy performance tactics that have proved so successful for the Pentecostal campaign. Some feel that the next pope must embrace this more dynamic aspect of the religion if the Catholic Church is to maintain its dominance in Latin America. For NPR News, I'm Brian Burns in Buenos Aires.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.